All right, so purely in the interest of selfless public service, I want to issue that reminder again that Sunday is Mother's Day. So if you haven't placed your order at the florist yet, just so you still have time. Millions of American moms, of course, are going to spend Sunday with their kids having brunch. It's always popular on Mother's Day, but not the mothers and grandmothers at the Valhalla Correctional Facility in New York, of course. Often being incarcerated means you're missing out on the formative years of your kid's life, missing those opportunities to read stories to your kids or talk to them about the mistakes you may have made. One program is trying to change that, though. It's called Mommy Reads. It's a 10-week course that's offered through Sarah Lawrence College to mothers and grandmothers who are incarcerated at the Valhalla Correctional Facility in New York. During that course, each woman writes a children's story, and after the 10 weeks are finished, those stories are illustrated, they're bound into books, and then sent to the children, along with an audio recorded of the incarcerated mother reading the book she wrote. Joining us now, Polly Bresnik, who's been lead teacher and volunteer coordinator of the program for 2 years. Polly, nice to speak with you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I think the best way to get an idea of what this program is about is to hear excerpts from some of these women's stories. So we wanted to start with this story, which is written by Christine, an inmate in the program, who actually wrote her own story instead of reading from an already published book. So let's take a listen.
And one day my dreams and his dreams and everybody's dreams came true. Jair, you're in the NBA. I cried with joy. Yes, he did it. All that bouncing played off. Now we as a family go to his games and cheer him on. Jair, go, go, Jair. I say that boy can fly. Thank you for giving him them wings.
So, Polly, I would assume that most of the stories that the women read are sentiments like this one, a pride in their children and grandchildren and a hope that they'll have a better future.
Yeah, it's certainly a combination of a lot of pride, a lot of love. Each of them thinks that their grandkid or kid is just the best. And also the sense of hope, a real kind of dream for their kids and grandkids' lives to be much better than theirs. But that recording just really makes me smile. It's nice to remember Christine. She was so great to work with.
Well, tell me about it. I mean, how honest are these women with their when they're doing these stories? How honest were they about mistakes they may have made, about things they might have done differently? Do some of these stories involve advice?
It depends on the age of the children that are on the other end of this. I would say that most of the time when the kids are younger, it's a much more lighthearted sentiment. But we do have some of these women have older children that are teens. I would say if the children are, 17 or older is when there is more of a serious sentiment, more of a real kind of like heartfelt apology, more of a it's not your fault. That tends to be that sentiment on that end.
Well, let's take listen to another excerpt to a story that was written by Taiwana. And this is another one that she wrote herself. And it's a story about manners. And I listened to this and it's almost as though she's trying to sort of make up for all the days, all the times when she wasn't there to tell her kid what to do.
The name of your book is called All Through the Day. Please, thank you, excuse me or kind, and help us stay today. Good night, good morning, good afternoon are always polite to say. We brush our teeth and wash our hands before it's time to play. We must respect and clean our space to keep the germs away.
Well, is this the kind of thing that many of these women miss the most, the sort of day-to-day, in many ways, routine things that they would do with their kids if they weren't incarcerated?
It is, yeah. It's amazing, the small, simple things that they miss. A lot of them also miss kind of preparing food. Food is a big part of what's missing in the correctional facility. You know, the food just leaves a lot to be desired, and they talk a lot about missing preparing meals for their children and that meal time is a happy time that they have with their kids.
We're speaking with Polly Bresnik, who's a volunteer coordinator for the Mommy Reads program at the Valhalla Correctional Facility in New York. I wonder, Polly, how difficult it is. I assume women take this course by choice.
Yep,
So how difficult is it once you have them in there to kind of open themselves up, to make themselves emotionally vulnerable?
Well, I can't, you know, I'm certainly not like a psychiatrist or anything like that. What I can offer are writing skills and writing tools, and hopefully through that they will come to some emotional healing perhaps. So, you know, but what I bring in is a kind of a course, you know, a course developed especially for someone to create a children's book. So we talk about we break down children's stories into about 7 different elements, and that just makes it easier for them to wrap their brains around it. When we first walk in, they say, "You want us to what? Write a children's book? I've never written anything." And so offering these kind of basic elements helps them see it in a more simple way that's easier for them to grasp, and I think ultimately really empowering for them.
Let's take a listen to one more excerpt from one of these women's stories. This is Barbara, and she's speaking to her daughter.
To tell you, I know things that have been rough for you, and I'm sorry that you had to go through the things that you went through. But don't worry. Things will be better in our life once I get myself together. I know I've said this plenty of times before, but this time is for real. And I want you to have a better life, and so do I. I love you once again. Take care, your mother.
Now, that sounds like not a children's story, but the message that perhaps accompanied her story?
Yeah, that was from back when we had them reading previously published children's books, and we gave them the option to give a personal message also. Barbara was also such a pleasure to work with. I worked with her 2 semesters.
So you teach creative writing of mothers speaking to their kids. Is there anything that you have left unsaid that you'd want to send a shout out to your mom?
Oh, just that I love my mom so much, and I feel very fortunate that I get to be with her on Sunday.
Polly Bresnik is a lead teacher and volunteer coordinator for the Mommy Reads program at the Valhalla Correctional Facility in Valhalla, New York. Polly, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.